Hi everyone, you're listening to Blunt Talk with Gabriel Zamora. Doing this because I took a nap. Okay, I accidentally took a long ass nap. Baby, what are you doing? What is this? Oh, whatever, girl. Hi, everyone. I'm Gabriel Zamora, and welcome back to another episode of Blunt Talk. Hi, everyone. I know. We are coming in a day late, but it is because today's episode is all about Cabo. I was just in Cabo. I just got back today. So I thought, oh no, like, why not make a whole episode about Cabo? You know what I mean? Yes, it's a day late, but it's because I needed to, you know, be in Cabo. Like, I wasn't going to take my podcast equipment with me. Like, this was an actual vacation. This is an actual vacation. Pepe is like jumping all over this bed thingy. Whatever. This was an actual vacation for me. So I was like, okay, like, I'm not trying to work. The only thing I brought was my iPad. I brought my vlog camera just to like get some footage. I think I want to create like doing my makeup while I talk about what happened in Cabo and like show you like footage and like even show you like a room tour. My room was nice, bitch. My room was nice. But that way you can see the visual stuff. But right now it's just like, you know how like Blunt Talk is just a very much like a diary of ideas for me. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to kind of like get my ideas all in order before I film the YouTube video. But you're basically hearing everything first. Like, you're going to hear the long version. I feel like the YouTube version is probably going to be like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, you know? So this one, bitch, it's over an hour. Well, I mean, I just started the podcast. I don't know if it's going to be over an hour. I'm guessing it'll be about an hour because I'm honestly exhausted right now. Exhausted. Okay. Okay, first, let's start off because this is still Blunt Talk. We're going to start off with the reviews. Some reviews. Let me plug in my phone before it dies. Okay, podcast. What is it, little baby? Do she miss me? Sarman.
Hi, everyone.
Now, go to the podcast. What is it, little baby? What is it, little baby? Okay, so far on Apple Podcasts, we have a 5.5 out of 5 stars with 231 ratings. Purr. Okay. First up, we have Naliana. Okay, she said, subject line, love it. Okay, I feel like your voice is so soothing and just comfortable to listen to. Love the topics, and I die for you, the realist. Besitos. Now you wanted to be a Disney traumatized kid. Honestly, dude, I feel like they're all going crazy. Like, probably Miley Cyrus is like the only one letting go crazy. I mean, she is kind of crazy, but like, you know, like a good kind of crazy. They were able to like properly monetize it, you know? And even then, I feel like her brand is being crazy, like a little eccentric, maybe not crazy, like eccentric. And then you have Demi, oh god. And then Lindsay, I feel like Lindsay's a Disney star. Well, Hilary Duff for sure is a hit. Like, are you considered a Disney star if you had a show like Selena Gomez? I feel like Selena Gomez is a Disney. No, like, I feel like Selena Gomez got like fucked up by Justin Bieber, not by Disney. You know, I feel like Disney, like, does her good. I'm guessing. And then that's it. That's all I can really think of. That, like, I kind of, like, live for Disney stars. That really, like, branched out after. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like nobody's really, like, popped up. Like, let me think. Disney, maybe like that Olivia Rodrigo girl. Isn't she technically Disney? Because she's on High School Musical, the musical, the musical, the musical of the musical of the musical. I don't understand how many High School Musicals are. Okay. Taylor Kavinner, obsessed, 5 stars. My favorite thing has to be Gabriel going on a tangent, stopping and going, wait, where am I going with this? Oh, wait, what? My brain, exactly. Oh, hi. Love you so much. You are the friend I've always wanted, and I love listening to your views about everything. Please start making one every day, period. Oh, my God. Imagine if I made a podcast every day. Oh, my God. Imagine if I made a podcast every day, Taylor. No, Taylor, that's too much. That's too much. Miss Misa underscore Vega says, best cheese man opinions, 5 stars. I listen to this podcast at work on days where I'm alone, and it feels like I have my work BFF talking to me and getting me through the day. Definitely a perfect podcast for an easy work day. Perfect, Misa Vega. Those are the reviews. You guys are fucking so sweet, you guys. You guys are so sweet. Make sure that whatever platform you are listening to on Blunt Talk, that you do give it a rating and a review. Whichever you want to give it. Whichever you want to give it. I'm not here to tell you what to review it. Just as long as you review it. That's all I can appreciate. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay, so for today's podcast, we will be talking about Cabo and my recent trip to Cabo. But from my previous podcast, that one we talked about, I can pull it up right here. We talked about the Demi Lovato situation. A lot of y'all liked my take on it. I thought I was like, am I being too mean to Demi? To Demi and her Lovato? No, everybody was like, no, girl. Like, and then Demi deleted the fucking IGTV, dude. She deleted the full IGTV. She's like, I feel like she's just going to act like it never happened. Let me see. Demi and her Lovato. Yeah. And then she's posting nothing but like activism all of a sudden. Oh, wait, no. I mean, that's what she was wearing the day of the live. Oh, all of a sudden she's a fucking activist, huh? All of a fucking sudden she's actually using her platform for good. Oh, no, she's been using her like IGTV for good for a minute.
This is Jamal.
Since 2020, actually. Okay, so she has been giving her platform, actually, for a lot of activism, especially during the Black Lives Matter, like when Black Lives Matter was really taking a big charge. Like, okay, she's using it for somewhat good, which is good. You know what I mean? I can credit her that. She's not a full fucking dumbass, but whoever, like, told her to do it. That's the thing. Like, even in that live thing, she said, like, oh, a celebrity once told me that, like, you can do all this good, but they only focus on the one time you did something bad. Like, yeah, we are focusing on it, girl, because it's what's going on right now. Okay? Like, shut the fuck up, Demi. Like, just when somebody calls you out for something, like, when everybody, it's like, it's one thing if, like, a couple haters are hating on you, you know what I mean? And they're like, ew, I don't like your hair. Like, why are you blonde? Like, something like that. Like, if you're getting quite a few people and you're like, I don't give a fuck. Like, okay. But if it's like a lot of people telling you, like, hey, just like ethically, we're not on your side, girl. Like, just morally, we're not even on your side, girl. Wow. Like, y'all really want to focus on the bad. Like, wow. Girl, shut the fuck up. We're telling you to shut the fuck up. So just shut the fuck up. And move it along. Just say you're sorry. Say you like, that's all she had to do. Just be like, yo, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I'm a fucking dumbass. I totally overreacted, fully overreacted in that situation, fully overreacted for no reason on it. Like, I would have just lied, but like, I was just like, I've just been so stressed. Like, if you're going to use your like recovery, like if you're going to weaponize your recovery to use it as like a, oh, like, don't attack me, then use it for that. I mean, I'm not saying you should, but you should have been like, yo, I'm still recovering. Like, I'm still like, fully, what is it, sober, and it's weird for me, so sometimes I am over emotional and I overreacted, and I'm sorry, I fucked up. and actually do something for the Froyo. Just don't even fuck with the Froyo place anymore. Just issue an apology to them. Tag them again in your stories. Be like, I'm so sorry to them. Like, please go support them. They do great work. And say, fuck you. Never dealing with y'all again. That's it. That's all you had to do, Demi. I wonder if she's an investor in the Froyo place and she knew that controversy would build it. Because, bitch, that Froyo place, like, they went up, like, in hella followers. Let me see if I can find the Froyo place. I'm trying to go into her tagged photos to see if somebody was messy enough to tag her. But nobody's tagged her in things since, like, 2019. And then there's a fucking tagged photo of her just bald. Okay, Demi and your Lovato. Okay, so that was the previous episode. So let's get into... Oh, before we get into it, because it's just all about Cabo, let's do a little mental health check where we talk about our favorite memory since the last episode. I'll let you go first. Tell me, since the last episode, what has been your favorite memory of your life? Not about the episode, bitch. Like, since the last one, we're doing, like, weekly check-ins. Like, what's your favorite memory of the week? Okay, so go ahead. Tell me. Say it out loud. Okay, if you're listening, say it out loud. Your favorite memory from this past week. Okay, you better have said it because now I'm going to tell you mine. Mine was, oh my God, there was this one memory. Okay, and I'm going to give you basically a metaphor. Shut the fuck up, Gabriel. Foreshadowing. No, it's not foreshadowing. It's not foreshadowing. It's just like a sneak peek. So my favorite memory since this last week was I was floating in the Cabo Ocean. Right? I was just in the water, in the actual ocean, floating with these little floaty things, next to a giant sailboat, that I was on with a bunch of group of friends, I just met them, right? And I'm just in the ocean next to this big old sailboat in a sea of white women, right? I want to say there was like 10 of them. And I want to say two of them were like not white. The rest were white. And we were just in the water singing along to Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. And just screaming it at the top of our lungs as we were floating in the Cancun. Not Cancun. Why do I keep calling it Cancun? In the Cabo Ocean on a Sunday at like 1 p.m. After having been floating and like laying out on the boat, drinking, having a great time. But yeah, I was just like in the ocean floating with a bunch of white women and screaming at the top of our lungs, Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo in the ocean. Just like, that's a favorite memory since last week. Okay, so let's get into Cabo. So how did Cabo come about? So Cabo came about, like, I want to say like 3 weeks ago. Manny had asked me if I wanted to go because Daniel wanted to go. And they had just like right then and there decided that they wanted to go. And they're like, who should we invite? And they're like, let's invite Gabriel. And I was like, okay. So they invited me. And I was like, down, honestly, because like in 2020, I wanted to travel more. I just thought I wanted to travel. And I feel like because of quarantine, it allowed me to kind of like dive deeper into why I want to travel. And I want to travel because I want to explore places more, get out of my shell, also like leave my home. But I also want to like create memories. You know, I don't want to just travel by myself. There is going to be times where I do want to travel by myself. Like there's some places where I'm like, I don't mind going by myself. But there's some where I'm like, I want to like make memories. Because bitch, if I'm going to be single as fuck, well, why not like make these like travel memories with friends and family? You know what I mean? Like, the fuck? Like, yeah. Because, you know, like, if I was in a relationship, I'd be traveling in a relationship, but I'm not. So I'm like, I would still want to travel, with friends. Fuck yeah. So I was like, this will be like such a, like a fun memory. Just like gays, just the three of us, just being gays, you know, just being gays. So then we looked into resorts, and the two that we were leaning on, which was the Viceroy, something like that. But if you go look it up, it has like this giant fucking nest egg. And like just visually, that little egg situation is stunning, right? So I feel like the Viceroy would have given me like the vibes, like the visuals of it. But then we ended up staying with Nobu Los Cabos. So, you know, if you know Nobu, the restaurant, bitch, I was not aware they had a whole resort in like Los Cabos, Mexico. Like, wait, what? Like a full resort, dude, like full resort. And they have a Nobu restaurant there with like a sick view of the sunset and the ocean, and you just eat sushi. And I know. Remember when I was talking to you about that documentary, Seaspiracy, on Netflix? I know. I was like, I'm never going to eat fish ever again. But I'm not eating fish in my regular day. Like, I was like, dude, I'm staying at fucking Nobu Los Cabos. Like, I know. But at least it's local fish, you know? Like, it's local fish market. Like, fish people. Like, I'm guessing who they're buying from. Like, maybe that's who Nobu's getting it from. Like, they must be getting, like, local fish, right? I mean, I didn't ask. I also didn't ask if it was like dolphin safe, because I did have some tuna. Damn, like it's hard, dude. It's hard. It'd be hard. Okay. But I'm not eating fish that often. Okay. I'm limiting it. But if I'm going to have fucking sushi at Nobu, like I need to, like, it was bomb, dude. It was bomb. Okay. So we decide on Nobu. And we went, and we landed on Friday. I flew Alaska Airlines, and from LA, I want to say it was like 2 hours. Maybe it was like 2 hour, a cute little 2 hour flight. Went to LAX, went through the international thing. The only thing is that like when you are traveling back, you need a COVID test. So traveling to Mexico, you don't need a COVID test, but coming back from Mexico, you need to have taken a COVID test. That's negative. I think like within 3 days, that's what Alaska Airlines was. And then I'm getting my vaccine on May 6th. So I know I was like, dude, like, should I just like get the vaccine? But I was like, no, I've been really good. And like, give me the vaccine when it's available for me to actually get the vaccine. And bitch, I just got an alert today that says anybody could get the vaccine now. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like Kaiser. Because I have Kaiser. That's my insurance. So, wait. Where was I? Okay. The trip. Yeah. So then we book it. We did Alaska Airlines. And then you book a car to pick you up from the airport. And then it takes you there. I want to say, like, the ride from the airport to the resort was around 45 minutes. If, like, 45 minutes to an hour around that time. Luckily, me and Manny flew together, so we landed together as well. So we just took the car together to the resort, and it kind of flew by. If you're just like with friends, I mean, you're also like in Cabo, like it's fun, everyone's excited. So then we arrived, and it's stunning. Oh my god, it's stunning. I actually had looked it up on YouTube because it's actually a brand new resort. I want to say they said it was only open for 2 years. And I don't know if that meant before quarantine or even during quarantine, but brand new, sparkling new, like stunning. You can look it up on YouTube. There's like this one guy who gives you like a full tour of the entire place. It's very spacious. You'll notice there's like a lot of space. Like there's just a lot of space to walk around in, like, which I really liked. I was like, wow, everything feels so spread out, especially during like, bitch, especially after quarantine. Oh my god, everything being spread out felt delicious. And there was like this other girl who had like did a vlog there, so I kind of saw her and like saw the room, saw like more of a review, and it was so cute. Like, it's so nice, it's so minimalist. If you've never been to Nobu in Malibu, I've been to Nobu Malibu, and then I've been to Nobu OC, I think, I don't know, somewhere by there. There's like another one like by there. Is it OC? I don't know. It's like right off the like with the water. It's like by these like boats, but it was Nobu, and it's very like earthy. Like, it's not and like neutrals, but very woods, like warm woods. It's dark, it's dimly lit. It's so just delicious. Oh my God, it was nice. From the moment you drive up, like there's a lot of security, which I was like, I've never been to Cabo. This was like my very first time. So there was like a lot of security. Like there was a checkpoint to get into towards the resort. There was like a certain checkpoint that we had to check in with our names. Then from there you go down and then it splits off. I think the Hard Rock Hotel is right next to us. And then Nobu, and to get into Nobu again, there's another checkpoint of like who's here, like who's here. And then they check us in and then we go in and then it's just, it's so beautiful. You're gonna have to watch my like YouTube video where I show you guys kind of like more of the resort and like inside. It's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. I loved it. So we land on Friday and it was gorgeous. It was delicious. Okay, I'm being honest. I fully paid for this whole trip out of my own pockets, right? So there was no discount. There was no like, oh, like, can you comp me the room? Like, none of that. Okay. I paid full price. I booked it all, booked the flight, booked everything, paying for all my meals, everything. I'm paying my price. Okay. I had booked a master suite. I think it was a master suite, but basically, a King Deluxe. That's the one. King Deluxe. So I wanted a king size bed, deluxe, which was, I don't know what that meant. But it was King Deluxe with an ocean view, right? That I wanted an ocean view. I wanted to see the ocean. I get into my room. Absolutely not. That was not an ocean view. I was looking directly across to the people like in the resort. I was like, the fuck? I would have to go into the like the balcony, right? Like go up to the window and I can kind of get the glimpse of the ocean off to the left, go out into the balcony and I could see the ocean right there. To the left though, like not in front of you. So I'm like, if I'm in the room and I can't see the ocean, this is not an ocean view room. Absolutely not. Okay. And I know Spanish, bitch. So of course I'm gonna, and I was like, no. So I call up the front desk and I'm like, hello. I was like, hola. Mi nombre es Gabriel. Apenas llegué al resort y llegué a mi cuarto, pero había un, hay un problema. Yo agarré un cuarto con un ocean view. And I was speaking very Spanglish. I don't give a fuck. I was like, yo agarré un cuarto con ocean view. Ese cuarto no tiene ocean view. So, ¿podemos checar en el sistema por qué me pusieron en este cuarto? Because, I mean, I'm sorry. If I paid for an ocean view, like, and I looked at, like, what the King, not King, not King Deluxe. Was it King Deluxe? Deluxe King, whatever, that room would be without an ocean view, and it was $120 less. I think it was like $118 to be specific, less a day to have a regular room. And I'm like, the same room but just in a different part of the resort, so where you're not, you don't have the quote-unquote ocean view room. And I'm like, I'm about, you expect me to pay $360 extra for this trip? And that's not even a fucking ocean view? Absolutely not. I was like, no. So then they had to like figure out what they needed to figure out. And then it took them like a little, it took them a little while, not gonna lie. Because then I'm like, yo, I wanted to like lay out before, or I wanted to like go grab food and then start getting ready for dinner. Because we got there like around 5. Yeah. Even the check-in process was so pretty, dude. So pretty, like the view when you first walk in, oh my God, it's so pretty. So then my room, I was like, absolutely not, like this is not gonna fly. Like I don't know why y'all are playing me with this room. So then we went to dinner. I got ready and then they told me, they're like, just leave all your bags packed and then we'll move them to your new room, so by the time you finish dinner you'll be in your new room. And I was like, okay. So then I put on my cute little outfit, and my first little outfit was like, I didn't even take a photo in this outfit, actually. It was like these, I don't know, like lamé pants, but like turquoise. And then this oversized like button up, but it's collarless and it's sheer and it's like a dusty pink. Like maybe like a dusty pink. So imagine just sheer long sleeve, oversized, no collar, But definitely like a little unbuttoned, a cute little necklace, glasses, but like very like glasses that you could see through during the night. Yeah, like even during the night, like you can still fully see through them. And then like these like turquoisey pants and like very like aqua colored, but like a lamé. Like lamé is like very like liquid looking fabric. So shiny, but oversized a little as well. And then I had these like faux snake print like loafers from ASOS. Honestly, the whole outfit was from ASOS except for the glasses. And it was so cute. And then we went to Nobu, got real litty titty committee. You know, I took my vitamins with me. That's how I travel. I travel with skin vitamins, like gummy skin vitamins. You know, hi, everyone. So then we did a little Nobu. It was so cute. Like the sunset was magical. Oh my God, magical. And then, okay, so that was Friday. That was the night we landed, right? So then the next day, we're supposed to go on a boat trip. Right. So Daniel's friend is having like a bachelorette party, and he knows like two of the other girls there. So they're having a bachelorette party that they've been at during this whole time, like Cabo. Like they had already been there before we arrived for a couple of days, like enjoying their week. So then so it's like a group of girls. So the next day we wake up, we have breakfast, we were supposed to get our COVID test, but we didn't get our COVID test because we had to go on the boat. And we're like, no, we're going to go on the boat. So we call our taxi, we go on the boat, and it's like, I want to say, was it like 9 or 10 of them? It was like 9 or 10 of them. It was so hard to remember people's names. But if you go on my Instagram where I was like, oh, I'm on a boat, that's where it was. It was that boat. So it was Morgan, I believe. It was a lot of names to remember. Okay. There was only two Heathers, I think. Was it Heathers? Morgan, Rachel's. There was an AG. She was so pretty. I loved her. Was it Morgan? She was like the main girl, right? I think that was her name. She was so sweet. Oh my God. Everyone was so nice. And okay. What? Little baby. And you know how I'm like, you know how Gabriel is? He's like, oh, white people this, white people that. And I was like, damn, like everybody white. Except for like two girls. And one of them was like pretty much like white passing. But I was like, I know you're not like fully, fully white. Like you look like a little mix of something, but you have very white features. And then there was like this kind of like, I want to say she was Asian, like Indian, Asian, maybe. I don't know, actually. I didn't really ask her. I talked to her for briefly. But she was like more tan than me. So then everybody else was like a white girl. And I'm like, ooh, this is going to be real interesting. Like, just nothing but white girls. Like, oh my God. Like, what is this gonna be like? They were all so fucking cool. Everyone was so fucking sweet. Like, ouch. You wanna fight? Fucking no kidding. But everyone was so sweet. Like, lived for it. Lived. I just had such a great time. There was this one girl actually, and she lives in LA. She was so fucking fun. I lived for her. She was like probably one of my favorite girls. Cause like she had like this pink outfit, but then we like we're dancing the whole time. We're like having a great time. And like, honestly, just we're on a sailboat, like a full, it was like a big boat, dude. And we're all just like sailing around the water. And poor Manny, he's not a sun girl. So Manny doesn't tan, which I feel so bad for. I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine like not tan. I know. That sounds so mean. Like, oh my God, I can't imagine. And it's literally happening. No, he just can't tan. Like, he can be in the sun and he'll burn, but he doesn't get tan. Like, he'll just burn and then it goes away. And then he peels and then it goes away. And he doesn't really get, like, a color. So he's never really in the sun. And I'm like, oh my God, no wonder you're so pale. Like, I love being dark, bitch. I was out there laying out. Oh my God. If anything, I was putting on oil, bitch. Oil. That's when you know you're trying to get dark. I was putting, hey, get down. Little rat. But yeah, we were on a boat. We were sailing around, you know, ate some candy. What are you doing? You better stop. So basically we were on a boat, just sailing around. Drinking and dancing around, laying out, just sailing around the ocean, basically. There's this part where there's like these stones. And like I said, in that Instagram post, you can kind of see the stones, like these giant rocks. And it was so fascinating. I'll show it on the YouTube video where like the water was crazy at one point. Cause there's like this point where like the water meets, if you've been to Cabo, you know what stones I'm talking about. Like sometimes like a lot of boats, like it's a very touristy thing. And there was a lot of little boats like going to go see it, but the water was crazy there. Like even the guy was like, yo, it's never like this. Like we didn't even get close to it. We're like, you know what? We're just gonna like sail away. And then we'll come back when there's not that many people. Maybe it's because there's a lot of people. One of the guys was like on the boat. He said like, oh, there's like a storm in the water, but it's like really far away, but you can see it over here. It's traveling. And I'm like, wow, like the water's so fascinating. And then we like laid out. We had a great time. I mean, like honestly, on the boat, there's not a whole lot of story to tell other than we were just laying out. Oh, okay. So then we get to this one point where we wanted to go snorkeling, right? But honestly, I don't know how to snorkel. Like I don't. So I was like, I'm not going to snorkel, but I'm down to get into the water. So we basically jumped into the water and we were all just swimming there. Bitch, I needed those little like, you know, what are those little pipe? And they're like a tube, like a straw. Are they straws? Like a tube, like a long tube, like a floaty thing. A worm? You know what I'm talking about. They're like, they're made out of fucking like styrofoam or something. And then you just like carry them underneath your arms and you can like float in the water a lot better. I needed like two of those. We all needed two. Like we were like in the ocean. Like, oh my God. Like it was so delicious though. Like even when I got out, there was so much like salt on me. It was so pretty. And then we got out. Well, we were swimming in the ocean and that's when Olivia Rodrigo's song came on and it was Driver's License. And I was high as fuck, just swimming in the ocean. Couple drinks in my system because like they had like booked this boat and like they had food. They had bomb ass food too. They served us. And then there was like a bartender. So it was like just open bar the entire time. And we're just like, the weather was amazing, but it was like nice and like slightly windy to where like, yes, you're laying out in the sun, but you don't feel like you're burning up because the wind is kind of cooling you off. Oh my God, it was delicious. And then at one point we're just all floating in the ocean, just singing along to Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. And I'm like, the caucasity, bitch, the caucasity, like the caucasity. Y'all know, like, I don't know if I've told y'all this, but like, it's a cute song. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not a Olivia Rodrigo hater by any means. I don't get the obsession with it. Like, it's a cute song, but like, I don't get how it's like the number one song. I was like, really? Like, really? But then I'm like, oh, maybe it's just like little girls liking it, you know? And like white women. So now I drive alone past your street. Like it's very sad. Like, and I'm like, oh, I like sad songs, but like, I personally don't relate to like, oh my God, now I finally got my driver's license. And then when I drive past your fucking house, like, we're not together anymore. Like, first of all, I didn't have a relationship around that age. And I was nowhere near a relationship. Okay. Second of all, bitch, I've had a driver's license for a very long time. I don't remember that shit, okay? Like, no. Like, girl, get over it. Come on, get over it. Get in your car. Go get a new boy. Like, let's go get you a new outfit. Like, the fact that you're, like, dwelling on this. Like, come on, let's get over it. That's how I feel about the song. So then I'm like, oh, of course, all these white women are just singing along to it. It was actually fun. And I was like, this is going to be such a fun memory to have. Like, what's a fun memory for you? And I'm like, just floating in the Cabo Ocean in a sea of white women next to a giant sailboat singing to Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License at the top of our lungs. Just singing, floating in the ocean on a Sunday. Inebriated as fuck. So then we finished the boat. And then the girls wanted to go get dinner. And we went to this place called Something Mango. It was very local. It was very cute. It was very much the vibe. Everybody was turning up. I was exhausted. Like, at one point during the boat ride, bitch, I passed out for, like, 20 minutes. Like, I was like, oh. Like, what's her name? Heather? It was not Heather. And it wasn't Rachel. Was it Rachel? Hannah. Hannah. I think her name was Hannah. Yeah. Me and her, like, passed out, dude. Like, we passed out. And she passed out for, like, maybe 30, 40 minutes. Like, maybe 30 minutes. I passed out for, like, 20. We were, like, I don't know. The sun, dude. The sun fucks you up. And it drains your life out of you. I was like, I need to drink hella water tonight, actually. So then we went to that place, but after, like, okay, the way they were sitting us, because it was such a large group, they split off some of the girls, and I was exhausted. I was like, if anything, I'm down to just shower and order room service. Like, it was such, like, a party scene, and I was like, and not like a, like a party club, but like very much like a sports bar vibes. Like very like you're there to like have drinks and hang out. Yeah, you're gonna nibble on some food. And I was like, honestly, I'm like starving on some food. But the girls wanted, like, they're there to have fun, you know what I mean? So me and Manny were like, we're being old women, but like we're tired, we're gonna bounce. And luckily you can call Ubers in Cabo. You can't call an Uber to pick you up at the hotel. Was at our hotel, like there was just so many checkpoints that the guest of the resort had to be in the car for them to be able to get in. So if it was just an Uber car coming, they couldn't. But like whenever we were out, I was like, wait, I can call an Uber. So I just called an Uber and I was like, oh, thank God. So then me and Manny left and we went to the hotel and we showered, not together, we had our own separate rooms. Showered, ordered room service. I passed out. Then we had dinner that night. Oh, okay. So yeah, we did have dinner. So me and Manny were like, dude, we're fucking starving. And then Daniel ended up staying with the girls because we're like, dude, stay. Like, have fun. Like, you know all these girls. Like, me and Manny are fucking exhausted. Like, you're still down to, like, turn up. You know what I mean? So then, what you call it? Wait. Where was? Oh, dude, sometimes I have to fucking chase her ass, dude. She'd be like fucking with my shit sometimes. Like, don't chew on a cord. Like, the fuck? And I have to pop her to you guys because I don't want her to get used to chewing on cords. Like, no, it's, that's not a cute little look. I'm not going to have a cat like that that just chews on shit. Like, like, that's just my cat. Like, no. No, like, I don't care if I have to pop her until she learns that don't chew on my cords because I will beat your ass. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it just, no. But now I'm like out of breath. Chase her ass downstairs. Okay, so yeah, we went back. Okay, so then me and Manny want to have dinner because Daniel was still out with the girls. And I was like, yeah, like, have fun. Like, we're going to have dinner anyways the following night. And he thought we were still going to hang out after. Like, once he got back from hanging out with the girls, he, like, passed out. Daniel did. So we knew. Me and Manny were like, okay, like, there's a restaurant. There's, like, three restaurants at the resort, actually. There's Nobu. There's this other place that's, like, Pacific. Actually, four. There's Pacifica, which is, like, more of, like, a nicer daytime evening as well. And then there's Malibu Farms, which is just, like a breakfast situation. And then there's something with an A, Aveda or something like that. No, that's hair. I don't know. It started with an A, but it was like a steakhouse. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like, me and Manny just wanted meat, dude. Like, we just wanted steak. We wanted something heavy. So we went there. It was really cute. Got myself a little wine. I'm not like a huge wine person, but I was like, they brought the chef out and he was like, oh, like, you have any questions? And I was like, oh, like, what wine should I get? Like, with my steak. They told me to, I don't know, the chef didn't really know much about the wines, and then my waiter told me this other wine, which was very, like, tart, like, very, like, bitter. It was a little too bitter, just a little too bitter. Like, I don't mind a little bitter wine, but it was way too bitter. And he was like, oh, it just, like, cleanses, like, your palate of your mouth. And I'm like, so do radishes. Y'all could have just brought me out radishes. That's way cheaper than this fucking wine. Like, because I would say that with, like, carne asada tacos, like, get some radishes on the side and, like, bite into it. It cleanses your palate. And then when you bite into the taco again, it's like you're biting into a taco for the first time ever, every single time. So I was like, this wine is not doing that. But nonetheless, it was all fucking delicious. That steak hit. It was heavy. And then, because we had like, we had, what is it? Appetizer. And then we had, what you call it? What is that thing called? Like the meal. Yeah, so we had an appetizer, then we had the meal, and then Manny went to the restroom, and then the guy's like, oh, do y'all want any dessert? And I was like, oh, no, like, it'll be fine. I thought we were full, because I thought I was. And I'm like, oh, no, we're fine. And he's like, oh, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, we're so full. And he's like, okay, well, I'm just going to send you, like, these little things of, like, just as, like, complimentary. It's, like, these little, like, ice cream or like gelato type of situation. And he's like, one of them's coconut, one of them's mango. And I was like, well, I mean, like, let me see the dessert menu. So bitch, we ordered three desserts. We swore. I was like, Manny, are you kind of down for like a dessert? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I was like, what do you want? And he's like, I kind of want this one. And I was like, well, I want this one, but then should we get this one as the third one? He's like, yes, down. So we just ate, bitch. We finished the dessert. We ended up leaving. We went to our rooms, and bitch, I still ordered more food. I was like, I kind of am craving like French fries, because they didn't have French fries there. I was like, I don't know why I want French fries with my like steak. Like, I just want some sort of potato with it. So then I wanted French fries, and I was like, I want that shit salty. Like, I want that shit delicious. They didn't have any. So then I ordered some to my room service, and then I was like, I mean, well, might as well get a quesadilla as well. So I ordered a quesadilla, a Coke, and French fries to my room. I was like, Gabriel, after having eaten steak with a bunch of food and three desserts and a wine, and I'm like, girl, you're really packing it down. So then, yeah, Daniel was already passed out by then. He had already gone to his room, knocked out. So we're like, oh, we're ready to knock out all over again. And yeah, I ordered my room service, and then I passed out. And then yesterday, which was our last day, which was Sunday, was a very like chill day. We just had breakfast, then we had breakfast, and then we want to go take our COVID test, which was like a private test. They brought it to our room, and then they tested us, because our resort came with like two free tests per person. Yeah, I think it was per person or per room, like two free tests. So like, if I wanted to get two, or if it was me and another guest in my room, we could both get a test. And on Sunday, it was closed. So they had to, like we had to, like, book a separate one where, like, the guy came to our room. And it was pretty interesting. It was easy. He did the nose swab one, which is never comfortable. But came out negative Manny and Daniel are both, I think, vaccinated. I think Daniel's vaccinated, but Manny for sure is vaccinated. I'm getting vaccinated on the 6th. Very excited. Just so that, like, I don't, because even during the resort, like, I'm wearing, like, some people for sure are not wearing their mask. And sometimes I wasn't wearing my mask, but sometimes I was wearing my mask, you know, because I was like, just to be safe. And when you went to certain specific places, you had to wear your mask. If you were at the restaurant, you have to wear your mask to your seat, you know? So then Sunday, we go take the test. Well, they come to us, and then I booked a spa appointment. I got like a full massage. And I think I was like an 80-minute massage. It was like originally 50. And then she's like, boy, your back is fucked up. And I was like, I know. I had pulled the shit out of my left trap the like last week. And it was fucking with me. And it was days, bitch. Like, it was not going away. I was like, oh. So then I was like, well, you know what? The spa is in the resort. It's so easy. Like, right now I'm like, fuck, like, how do I like book one? Like, I know I can just book one, but like, how do I just book one? So then I got a massage. It was delicious. She like fucked me up. It was like full body, but like full back body. But I just wanted her to fuck my back up. I was like, please fuck my back up. Like, just let my back have it. So then finish the spa. And then I went to meet up Daniel and Manny because they were by the pool. So Daniel was laying out. Manny was in the shade. He had like an umbrella. So then went out there. We laid out some more. Got a drink. Laid out maybe for like an hour or two some more. And then back to our rooms. I ordered food. And then I passed out, bitch. I was supposed to take a quick nap because I was like, oh, like, let's get ready before our dinner, because our dinner was at 9 p.m. So I was like, let's get ready and like we can take sunset photos. Fully slept through everything. Like, I woke up like 30 minutes before we had to leave to dinner. I was like, oh, perfect. So I didn't get to take any photos on the last day. But we were going to this place called El Farallón. Oh my God, you guys. One of the most stunning places I've ever been to. Okay. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Waldorf Astoria. And if you've never been to the Waldorf in Los Angeles, it's in Beverly Hills. It's delicious. It's divine. It's luxe. It's luxurious. It's a beautiful place. I've been there a couple of times and I've never stayed there. But one of the times that I was there was for Kim Kardashian / Makeup by Mario's palette. Remember the one with the blue eyeshadow in it? The party for that collab was at the Waldorf. So I'm like, oh my God. And I've been to the Waldorf's rooftop. If you ever want a sick brunch place or a sick lunch place with one of the most breathtaking views of like Beverly Hills and LA, like the Waldorf rooftop, amazing. Oh my God. Delicious. Divine. So I think that's what Manny had said. I think he had said that that was the Waldorf, or maybe it was Daniel. Somebody said it was a Waldorf, but it's basically a resort, right? Expensive, way much more expensive than the place we were staying at. I want to say like a couple thousand, maybe like $1,000 a night for a basic room, like basic room. I was like, yo, like shmoney, like a night. So then imagine a cliffside and it's all built into like the side of it. So they don't carve it out. They basically like just add it on the outer layer of it. That's what it feels like. I'm like, it was just divine. It was divine. Like everything was built into the cliffside. Like I'm like, oh my God, like these like hotels are like, these suites are like in the clip, like what? And you're just walking through it, the decor, everything. There's trees everywhere with like glass hearts hanging off of it. Stunning. I was like, oh my God. And you have to arrive at that resort, and the restaurant is at the resort, but you have to walk through the resort. Divine, beautiful, stunning, just wealth. It smelled like gentrification, just wealth. Like it was just, oh my God, it was shmoney, bitch, shmoney, beautiful. El Farallón, it's like, and it was divine as well. So like the water is splashing and it was big. Like both Manny and Daniel were like, yo, the water is never this active. Like Manny had been there and Daniel had been there, but they're like, the water is never this active. That shit was like splashing and it was going high and it would like mist us. It was beautiful and it was really cold, but luckily they have blankets that they give you. And like, it was so cute. We ate, like my view was basically the cliffs to my left, right? The way my table was seated, the cliffs are on my left. Like I'm basically looking at this giant fucking mountain. It looks fake. It looks like something out of Disneyland or something. I'm like, this must be fake. Like this must be fake. Then in front of me is like the restaurant. Off to a little bit to the side is the rest of the resort that I can see just built into the cliffside. And then to my right are just, it's the ocean just splashing. And yes, it was at night because we arrived at 9 p.m. I couldn't see like the ocean like past, you know what I mean? Like there's no light out there. Even with moonlight, like you can't really see the ocean. Like, unless it's like no clouds and it's direct moonlight all on top of the ocean. It was just dark, bitch. It's dark. Like the ocean is so scary at night. But it was so beautiful. And then you just get like the sea breeze just like misting on you. And I'm like, oh my God. Like I love it. Love it. So then we finished dinner. It was delicious. What did I get? I got the surf and turf, which is like this, another piece of steak. Bitch, I was hungry. That sun fucks you up. I was another piece of steak, large piece of steak, four large jumbo shrimp, and then like sides. I can't remember what I got on my sides, but it was delicious. It was divine. Oh my God, it was amazing. It was like, it was such a vibe. Like that place was such a vibe. It was so pretty. And then, like, if you ever go there, definitely go there. It's a little, it's very special. Like, it looked very special. And if you just want to go, do it, bitch. But it's called El Farallon. El Farallon. So then we finished, and then we went back to our resort, and we were done. Yeah. Because then today was our travel day, which was Monday. We wanted to fly out today. We had breakfast and then checked out, went to the airport, and then came home. Yeah. Daniel stayed an extra day. Fucking bitch. And now I'm like, should I have stayed an extra day? Well, technically, I could have stayed an extra day for free because they did like a book 3 days, get a fourth day free. But that was like a good amount of time for a trip. Like, I wanted to feel it out because I'm like, I want to get used to like traveling. And I want to know, like, when I'm traveling for myself, like, can I be away this long without like working? Because I didn't bring my laptop. All I brought was my iPad. And like, if I needed to get anything done, it would have to be off my phone or my iPad. Like, it is what it is, right? But it was really cute. I really liked it. It was fun. Oh my God, it's only been 51 minutes. Ugh. What else are we going to talk about? That was the whole Cabo trip. The food was divine. Lots of room service. Lots of boys. No boys. Nothing. Well, you couldn't even hook up with any locals because for them to get in, like, it was such a, like, you have to be a guest. You can't just like, oh, like, I'm here to hook up with so-and-so. Like, so it couldn't be anybody like local. It had to be somebody from the resort, and nobody from the resort was interesting. So I was like, I'm also like in a country where like I look like everybody else. So like when I go to like different areas where I'm like, oh, I feel so exotic. No, bitch, I was in Mexico. I looked like everybody else. I was like, wow, nobody's hitting on me. There was only like one attractive guy, and he worked at like the breakfast place. He just had really nice arms. I was like, And he had like a really good head of hair. Yeah, he had like good arms and a good head of hair, but he had a mask on. So I was like, I don't know what you look like, sir. And then what were the people like there? The people were really nice. Everyone was just chill. Everybody was there to like relax. Nobody was rude. Didn't hear anybody get crazy. Nobody got wild. There was honestly no complaints. No complaints at all. Like, at all. I don't know if this was just me or if they give it to everybody, but they like, they give you like this concierge number that you can text and they can like figure things out for you. Like, oh, I want to book a spot. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll book it for you. I'll book it for you. And they're like, what time do you want to go, sir? And like, you know, I don't know if that's for everybody or like if it was just me, but like that person was so lazy. Like, I was like, hello. Like, I was so annoyed because we did our COVID test. And I never got the email for it. So Daniel and Manny got their email. So then we're like going to the airport, completely forgot, right, that I was supposed to get this test. So then I'm like, yo, where's my test? So before I left, I was like talking to them and like checking out. Always make sure you check your bill before you check out. They try to add like this extra like $160 charge that I was like, this is not right. So got that taken care of. And I was like, can y'all like reach out to the guy that y'all booked to come? Because I told him, I was like, when we booked the COVID test, they booked it. And then the person came to our room. So then I'm like, can y'all like reach out and like be like, hey, like, I don't have my test results. Like, can they like send him to me? Like, I know they're emailing them, but like, hey, like he didn't get his email. Can you just like double check the email? And they're like, okay, we're trying to get in contact with them. And I'm like, okay, just waiting and like waiting. And this is like, I like 10 a.m. So every place is open around that time. So just waiting. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, hey, like, so I have to go because, you know, my car is here to go to the airport so that I can go back home. It's about an hour long drive. So just, you know, email it to me. I'll be fine. Like, I have service. I have like full service. I have Verizon and I have full service in Mexico. So then they're like, okay. We'll totally email it to you, sir. Perfect. And I was like, okay. Get to the airport, I just realized they never fucking emailed me shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then I'm like, do you think I'll need it like to check in, or do you think I can like get it still after like the TSA thing? And Manny was like, no, I think you probably won't need it until like you get like on the plane. And I was like, okay. And then like Manny checks in for him. He's like, oh no, girl, you need it right now. I was like, bye. So I step off to the side and I call them and I'm like, hello. Like I call the resort and I was like, hello, like y'all were supposed to look into this. Like why, hello, like why do I still not have it? It's been over an hour. Like if anything, I had messaged the number of the guy who was supposed to be like my direct person. And honestly, I think it's everybody. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't everybody, but I don't know. They gave me like this number for this guy that like you text him and he'll handle everything you need. And I was like, okay. I texted him the day before. I was like, hey, I still have my test results. So I was like, y'all have had since yesterday. I don't know why that person never texted me back and why they never text me the day of, like the next day. Nothing. Haven't heard anything from them. Y'all had over an hour. Like figure it out. Like it's not that complicated. Just call them. Hey, this person took a test. Where's the test? Can you just re-email it to them? So I'm like, oh my God. And they're like, okay, do you mind if we call you back in like 5 minutes? And I was like, okay. I'm waiting there for 5 minutes, nothing. And then Manny's like, let me look at my test results. So he looks at his test results and he's like, he looks at the top, like the little header. And he's like, oh, there's a phone number here. Do you just want to call this number? And I was like, okay, give me that number. So I call it and it's like the place, right? Like, it's like, oh, thank you for calling such and such labs or in Spanish. And I was like, hi, my name is Gabriel. I took a COVID test with y'all yesterday. Yeah, I told them. I was like, yeah, this was all today, dude, bitch. I traveled. So I was like, I took a COVID test with y'all yesterday. Y'all came to my room. It's under this name. I was with these two other individuals. It might be saved under their name. I just need my results. I just need them emailed. I don't have them. I'm at the airport. And the girl was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's like, okay, let me look into it. I want to say it took maybe like 3 minutes. 3 minutes for that whole process. And she's like, okay, just like rechecking your email. Is it this email? And I was like, yes. And I was like, if you can send it, can I please stay on the phone? She's like, absolutely. She sends it. I'm on the phone. I get the email. I was like, perfect. I got it. Thank you so much. It took 3 fucking minutes, dude. I was so pissed. The resort later, like a couple minutes later, is like, hi, like, do you mind telling us the names of the people that were taking the test with you again? So fuck them. Oh my God, what a waste of my fucking time, dude. That was the only annoying part. That and the bitch ass room they gave me at the beginning. That was the only thing. And remember, you guys, if you pay for something and you don't get it, make sure you bitch and complain about it. Because my room was divine. They actually upgraded me. Maybe for bitching. I don't know. Maybe they found out who I was. I'm not saying I'm anybody special that deserves anything more than anybody else, but I'm like, sometimes, like, you know, they were like, they started to be extra nice, like towards the last 2 days, like extra nice. Except for that, I was like, yo, like, come on, like, hello, can y'all like figure out this whole fucking COVID? That was the annoying part, that I called and I handled in 3 fucking minutes. 3 fucking minutes, and they couldn't handle it. I'm like, y'all booked it. Like, y'all booked it. The fuck you mean? Like, y'all booked it. I'm like, this is my name. Tell them this is my email address that they need to make sure that they send it to. I mean, other than that, it was great. I relaxed. I laid out. I'm dark, bitch. Like, I'm dark right now. And even then, like, it's not excessively dark, but it's like the darkest version of me. Like, you know, when you've been in the sun and you're like, okay, like, this is like as dark as I can get. Because I had like 2 days worth of hours worth of being in the sun. Like, I don't think I could get darker than this. Maybe I could if I was like consistently laying out, but this was enough. This was enough. Like, I only like to like really be in the sun maybe like once or twice a month. Yeah, around once or twice a month, because I don't want to fuck up my skin. I just want like a little bit of color and some vitamin D and just, you know, calling it a day like that. You know what I mean? You know, let's just take a little hit. But yeah, you guys, honestly, Cabo was so fun. Nobu was very nice, not gonna lie. It was kind of far. So if you're wanting to like just relax and not really interact with the town that you're in, absolutely. But like getting out, like leaving the resort to the first checkpoint, to like the checkpoint of like you exit into like the general street. It's like there's, okay, I don't know how it's called, but it's like this subdivision of homes that has like a gate entrance that, but that's how you enter Nobu as well. So you either have to live in that subdivision or you have to be staying at the Nobu or hotel or the Hard Rock Hotel, and that's how you can get in. Getting to that checkpoint was 10 minutes from the resort. So just add 10 minutes to wherever you want to go. And then going on the boat was actually really fun. Like that, I really felt like I was like within Mexico, you know? Like I really felt like I was in Mexico. But the resort really makes you feel like you were just relaxing, bitch. You were just relaxing. It was delicious. The ocean. We couldn't get into the ocean because they said the current was really strong. And it was kind of fascinating because when we were floating on the boat, when I was with all those white girls, like that shit was dragging us away from the boat. I was like, oh my God. I was like, no, I'm fine. Like I need to go back on the boat. So they said the waves smashing on the sand were so big. I was like, yeah, I don't think I can get into that water. It was intense. So other than that, it was divine. It was beautiful. The food was amazing. It was a pretty pricey experience, not going to lie. Like I wanted it to be a little bougie. I mean, I know I am bougie, but if you want to be bougie as well, like do it there, you know? I mean, you can honestly stay anywhere else. Like, you can also get, like, an Airbnb. Stay, like, there's some places where I'm like, I do want to stay within the city. Like, inside the city, maybe. You know, like, I really want to go to, like, the capital of Mexico and, like, really explore that. And I'd probably stay within the city just to really get the experience, you know? Because I felt like the resort was very relaxing, but it was very away from everything. Like, very, like, secluded. So that's the only, I guess, advice I can give you on that. And then also, if you don't get what you paid for, make sure you bitch. But yeah, you guys, that is my Cabo episode. I know it was kind of short. It was kind of cute. But honestly, like, that's how Cabo was. It was short and cute and fun and relaxing, you know? Let me know if you've been to Cabo, your Cabo experience, on Instagram at Blend Talk. And you can also let me know what other places you think I could go to and be like, hey, you should go here and give me some recommendations, you know? But like, of the location, don't be like, oh, you should go to Paris, but like, why should I go to Paris? Like, tell me where to go and why. Tell me where to go and why, you know? Remember to rate and review the podcast, and until next time, bye everyone. If you like this episode, make sure you leave a review on whichever platform you're choosing to listen to this podcast. If you would like to follow me on my social platforms, you can follow me on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, at Gabriel Zamora. And if you'd like to continue this conversation, make sure you use the hashtag Blunt Talk on any social platform if you'd like to ask me a question or if you would like to tell me your opinion. Because let's be honest, we all have opinions. Until next time, bye everyone.